America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. I want to remind everybody we have new show on Thursdays. Join me and Mike Dettillier for weekend kickoff, a special edition of Sports Talk live from the Treasure Chest Casino every Thursday night. We got Thursday night football. Tomorrow is going to be 49ers at Seahawks. Hard to believe we got football on the brain already after just Monday night. It's like bing, bang, boom. We're back in the football mood. Well,
I mean, we got the Rattler news. Football has always been on our mind.
Come and hang out with me and Mike D tomorrow at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're going to be inside the Game Bar and Grill. Great food there as well. Thursday, 4 to 7 p.m., Treasure Chest Casino in Kenna, the Lake Town area on the banks of Lake Pontchartrain. That's 4540 Williams Boulevard, in case you don't know. Can't wait to see you there. And, of course, listen here on WWL. The big news today, lots been buzzing in the city right now. I can feel it out there. Spencer Rattler has been named the starting quarterback for the New Orleans Saints for Sunday's matchup against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Coach Dennis Allen doing that just a couple hours ago, like an hour ago. They had a later practice today, so things got underway a little later than usual. The practice report came out as well. But here's what head coach Dennis Allen had to say as the Saints now get ready to host 3-2 Tampa Bay.
Moving on to Tampa, excited about the opportunity. Sure you guys are all going to be wondering who's going to be the quarterback. Spencer Rattler will be the quarterback for this game. We talked a lot as a staff about what we felt like was the best thing for us and give us the best chance to win the game. That was the decision that we made, and we're excited about him getting an opportunity to go in there, and we'll let him go play and see what he can do.
What was the reasoning to pick him?
Yeah, I think we just internally, talked a lot about it and felt like, in this particular game that he was going to give us the best chance to win. Both him and Jake both have been practicing extremely hard, preparing to be the starter. It was kind of the conversation that we had at the beginning of the year that, Jake would be the two to start, but there wasn't going to be any, it was really basically going to be kind of a week-to-week deal. And we just felt like this was, for this game, was going to give us the best opportunity.
What's the difference in choosing one to be the backup and choosing one to start a game?
Yeah. I don't know that there's a distinct, difference there. We just felt like this would be the right time for Spencer to get his opportunity.
You kept saying for this matchup, is that subject to change based on matchup?
As it's been all along, with those two, we're really kind of in a week-to-week deal with each one of those guys. So we're worried about this week right now, and then we'll see where we're at after that.
Can you update us on Derek's health, where he's at?
Kind of like the whole quarterback situation. It's week to week, really. I mean, he's got an oblique strain, and he won't be playing this week. we'll see where he's at come Thursday, you know, and kind of go from there. But he's really week to week.
What have you seen from Spencer Rattler since the last time we were able to see him on a practice field?
He goes against us, you know, on the show team every day, and you know he's got athletic ability. He can throw the ball. He's accurate. You know, he creates some plays on the scout team. So I just think this is a guy that, you know, he has a lot of ability, and certainly, you know, he's a rookie. So we know that we're going to have, you know, some challenges that go along with that. But I think we'll have a good plan for him, and we'll be excited about going out and playing.
For Spencer, just the reps that he was getting wasn't a lot. Like, was there something in that amount of time that managed to just touch on it? But
yeah, I just think, you know, he's done a good job for us on the show team. Man, he's made some really good plays against our defense. You know, he's made some accurate throws, and his mobility's been good.
I know you said you don't want to get too much into the details of why you picked one or the other, but with the state of the offensive line right now, was mobility a kind of a key factor?
Well, that's part of it, but there was a lot of factors that go into it. But certainly we feel like he's got some mobility.
What did you make of the way he was able to play with so many different offensive lines in college? And do you think that could translate to the league?
It'd be hard for me to say. I mean, look, he's been through a lot. You know, he's been tested in the fire, and he's come out on the other end. We're excited about, you know, him. We're looking forward to watching him play. And, you know, it's going to be incumbent upon us as coaches to put him in the best position to be successful.
And is there anything that goes into a young guy like this? I mean, do you have any more conversations with him than you would with Derek about?
The biggest thing, you know, you don't want to go into this thing like it's this major ordeal. You know, he's next man up, get an opportunity to go in and play, go play and have fun, do what you've been trained to do. You know, I think sometimes you can make too big a deal of it and create more of an issue than you really need to. So we'll go through the things that he needs to know. We'll get him prepared, and then we'll let him go out there and play.
Well, you said that you're going to get him prepared for what he needs to do. How much are you guys going to change the scheme around maybe his capabilities or limit?
I think you're always kind of looking to see what your guys can do, what they can do well, and try to put them in the best position to be, you know, successful. I think it's challenging to say you're just going to totally run a whole new offense. We're gonna put some plays in that we feel like he's, you know, able to run, and we feel very confident in his ability.
How do you think he'll handle the complexities of left tackle?
I think he'll handle it well. I mean, I think it's going to be difficult. You know, Todd's always done a really good job with the defense there. A lot of exotic, you know, blitzes and pressures and stuff like that. I'm sure we'll get our fair share of those, and so, you know, we just got to prepare him for the looks that he might see, and then we got to, you know, count on his instincts to make some plays at times.
If we had asked you a week ago, like, did the Spencer, like, did you kind of always have an idea in the back of your mind, like, Spencer would be the guy if Derek went down, or did it change recently?
I think, you know, early on, you know, there was really not a lot of, like, complex decisions and complex conversations that we had to make. We knew that if and when, you know, Derek ever had to miss some time, then we'd have to make some decisions, you know. So I think in that regard, it's always kind of been in the back of our mind, but yet there was no decision made until we got in here and really started talking about it.
What are some of the things Tampa's doing well this year? Some stuff that stands out.
Well, look, I mean, obviously, you know, defensively, like I said, they got some good, you know, pressure packages and you know, they can create some tough looks for the offense. Offensively, I think they're operating at a really high level. I think the quarterback's playing really well. You know, he's able to create, make some plays with his feet, you know, both running for first downs and being able to, you know, find open receivers. He's kind of tough to tackle in the pocket. You know, he's pretty slippery back there. I think they're doing really well in that regard. And I just think they've been consistent with what they're doing, you know, offensively, schematically, there's some similarities to, you know, a couple of the teams that we've already faced. You know, maybe a little bit different in some of the things they're doing in the run game. But from a passing game standpoint, some similarities. I think they got some really good players. You know, I think both the backs are good players, elusive in space. You know, the Bucky Irving kid brings a different dynamic to their offense that maybe I don't think they've had in the last couple of years. Certainly they've got, Godwin and Mike Evans, you know, and Shepard's come in and made some plays for them. So sounds like McMillan was maybe limited in practice today, I think. So there's a chance we might see him too. So he's a good young receiver. And look, the tight ends, you know, Kate Otten does a really good job. I mean, he catches everything they throw to him and just seems to be a guy that gains yards every time he gets a ball. So I think offensively they've been really good.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
That was Saints head coach Dennis Allen today talking after the Saints had a practice as they get ready now for week 6, Sunday at noon against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Obviously, you can hear that here on WWLAMFM.com and, of course, the Odyssey app, the local call with Deuce and Hoss, a must listen to. You happen to hear this week, too, Cullen, again, that Deuce Nostradamus did it again.
No, I didn't.
And predicting. He's like, we really need to get to the effect. I'm paraphrasing here.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to listen back.
The tight ends involved. And right after that, he was through the touchdown to Foster Moreau.
Can he speak in, like, generics for the whole game, maybe, and not just these, like, five-second plays right before?
Well, I'm ready to take Deuce to the gas station and be like, which numbers you like on this Powerball ticket?
Take him over to Harris. Take him over to Caesar Sportsbook. BetMGM, have him join Brad and tell us what we should be leaning towards, because it's insane that he's doing that.
No, I love it. Obviously, you hear it. It happens. Deuce and Hawes do a great job on the call. And, you know, not just saying this because we are the station of the Saints or – you know, involved in radio itself. Just to me, though, having the local call of a professional, actually any team, is going to be better than the national. You know that Deuce and Hoss know way more than these other teams that come in here on a short, you know, they come in here short time, they hang around a team, they do a little studying. Obviously, I'm not saying folks don't do their work, but, you know, Mike and Deuce have more of an intimate knowledge with the team, and obviously Deuce playing for the black and gold, it comes across so much in the broadcast. I always feel privileged to be a part of it and love, you know, gaining knowledge on game days, I feel like, too, listening to
it. No, I'd be very curious to see what they have to say about Rattler, see if they have any new nicknames for him. You know, Rattler, Rat Attack, all those, you know, the whole, like, Rattlesnake. People were bringing rattles, like, baby rattles. Like, I'd be very curious to see, because they're going to have stuff to say, and they're going to have experiences throughout training camp that they had with him and throughout the week, because, I mean, he's now the guy, it seems, for the foreseeable future. I'd be very keen, if there's ever a game to listen to, if you were kind of, we lost to the Chiefs, there's no hope.
Oh, I give up, right.
Give up. Come on. There's new life. There's new blood in this right now.
I think that's a great point, too, just for even the Superdome on Sunday. I know a lot of folks, obviously, they got hyped over the start, then were turned off about the last three games. But this move now with Spencer Rattler, a rookie quarterback coming in that was a fifth round, everyone feels a steal for this team that ended up dropping to them that far. I think a lot of excitement has been renewed for fans looking for something right now after the losses has been, you know, kicking you into the ground a bit after the hard start. So something to look forward to, and curious to see what the Superdome looks like on Sunday. It should be a pretty darn good crowd. The Saints back in action, obviously.
100%.
And you have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming in, a team you know you've been fighting with back and forth the last couple of years for that top spot in the division.
I'll say this. I told Mike earlier, we were off the air, and I was like just talking with him. I was like, man, I'm kind of dragging today. And the second the Rattler news picked, I was like, I woke up. I was good.
No, I agree. It was like totally unexpected, where I was like, all right, I'm going to get this audio for the show. And DA leads off the press conference by saying that, and it was just like, all right, it's on. Like you said, I don't even need a wake up now.
You got to feel really confident that DA and the team did this today. Like, I understand Jeff mentioned on Twitter that, like, they might kind of sit on this. He actually expected them to sit on this and
sure, for that competitive quote-unquote advantage.
But you have to feel confident as a fan and as a player for the team that you're like, this is the guy. Not like we think it could be the guy. It's Hayner, it's Rattler. It's him. It's Spencer Rattler.
We're going to hear more about it. Want to hear from you as well. 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Going to be coming to you right after this, so stay tuned on WWL.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.